You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1618. In this episode, retired racehorse radio crew is joined by Aaron McDonald from New Vocations, and they have a little chat about a common horse training conundrum. Is my horse bored, or is my horse confused? All of this brought to you by Ride TV.
You can enjoy your favorite equine videos all in one place with Ride TV, the ultimate equine streaming platform. The newly relaunched Ride TV has all the series you love, like Rockstar Vets and Mini Horses, plus top-tier training videos and event footage from BarrelRacing.com and Horse and Rider On Demand. Whether you're ready to relax with your favorite series, binge watch competition footage, or train with a world champion, subscribe to Ride TV today for only $19.99 to see where your ride takes you. Visit RideTVGo.tv to subscribe.
Before we dive into our adoptive horse, who is in a way like a little mini celebrity, it's kind of, he's like a B-list celebrity, very excited for it. I know Kristen had a training question to pose to you.
I do. So I'm excited for your take on this, Aaron. I think when we're training horses, I think, like, obviously there's plenty of ways to mess this process up, right? But I think people tend to fall into one of two camps. They either like maybe push a horse a little too fast, which can be problematic. And then there's another camp of us that maybe hold a horse back a little too long because we're afraid to push a horse too fast. And then sometimes those horses are actually trying to ask us for more work. So when you're dealing with a horse that maybe, you know, is a little bit on the bored side, how do you tell if a horse is like asking for more work and is finding creative ways to express that versus a horse that's actually a little maybe stressed or is being pushed too hard or is sore somewhere?
Yeah. So I think like the biggest difference between those two situations would be that typically a horse that's communicating that maybe they're struggling or sore, there's maybe a pain response there, you're always going to find that there's a level of anxiety. And when you go to ask them to do their job and take a step further in their training, there's always going to be, it's met with kind of this angst, where a horse that typically is maybe getting a little bit bored in their training, it's going to be maybe a little bit more playful feeling. It's something where they're trying to like actively keep themselves kind of engaged in a different way. Where when you have that kind of level of almost worry in your partner, that's typically where we need to kind of do a bit more of a deep dive in figuring out sort of what's going on.
I think that is like the probably simplest, but also like most encouraging take on that I think I've ever heard. Like my horse in the spring is very prone to like some shenanigans, and every spring I'm like, oh, is it because you're sore? And there is no angst. Yeah. There is only confidence and swagger, which is now reinforcing to me that, yeah, he's maybe a little bored after winter off and wants to kick up his heels. And I feel like we're all going to die. So, so I'm like, no, there's no running going on here. But yeah, that the lack of angst, I think that's so key. And it's like such a nice, simple way to put it, but like really sums it up well. So I love that.
I mean, honestly, I think like in training horses, like let's try to keep it as simple as we can. You know, like we can complicate things, overcomplicate things. And I think just like taking a step back and just trying to look at it in just like a very simple scope. I think that's something that would feel, you know, there's obviously always going to be factors, but I feel that that feels like a pretty straightforward way to look at it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like a grade A overcomplicator. I don't know. Joy, how are you? Joy is probably a little like simpler approach than I am, but I like that response. I'm going to record that and keep it in my head next time.
I honestly think I take a similar approach to Aaron of like, what does the energy feel like? Like if it is more anxious, combative, or, you know, just kind of seems more high strung. And I tend to lean towards like, let's check, like, is this a saddle fit bit issue? Like how are our feet? Like I like to just do that like health review first. And then if it's more of the horse seems to be owning more of the ride than the rider is, I look at it as it's time to upskill. Like this horse needs a little more on its plate. So we set back, but that's my personal thoughts on how I try to read it.
Nice. I like it. All right, cool. Well, that is like a much I like that simple approach.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.